The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Scientists thought butterflies were deaf until 1912, when the first butterfly ears were identified. Only in the past decade or so have researchers examined the anatomy and physiology of butterfly ears, which they are finding to be quite diverse and present in several butterfly species. The beautiful blue morpho butterflies from the tropics sport an odd-looking hearing membrane that sits at the base of their wing. The tympanal membrane, as it's called, is oval-shaped with a dome in its center, and it kind of resembles a yolk at the center of a fried egg. Sound waves from, say, cracking leaves or a singing bird hit the membrane and get converted into nerve impulses by nearby sensory organs. Those impulses are picked up by nerve cells. To figure out how the fried egg membrane helped the butterfly hear, the researchers played sounds of various frequencies within the butterfly's estimated hearing range, between 1,000 hertz and 5,000 hertz. During the mini concerts, the teams used a tiny laser beam to scan the surface of the membrane of several morpho butterflies. But overall, the membrane vibrated more with lower frequencies.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.